Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, and today we start, as always, with the Empowerment Pledge. That pledge is simply, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pain. And I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming better every day, just one day at a time. If you would today, make a commitment, make a covenant agreement with yourself that you will begin to do the work of working on yourself. You will make an agreement with yourself that you will start doing the things that you know you need to do to become a better person. You will begin today to make a choice that requires you change, a choice that requires you to grow, a choice that allows you to become the best person that you can be. It is an acknowledgement that there are some things that you need to work on and change within yourself. So the question becomes today, what's that one thing? What's the thing that you know you need to work on and change about yourself? What is the one thing that continues to hold you back? The one shackle, the one chain, the one obstacle. What is it that continues to hold you back from becoming? Is it your past? Is it a relationship? Is it an incident? Is it a misunderstanding? Is it a bad choice? But everybody knows. Everyone knows what they need to do. Everyone knows what they need to change. And everyone knows the thing that they need to do to become better. So I'm asking you today, if you're within the sound of my voice listening to this broadcast today, what's the one thing that's holding you back? What's the one thing that you know you need to work on and change about yourself? And are you willing to take the first step in becoming? Are you willing to take the first step in overcoming the obstacles, overcoming the challenges, and become the best person that you can be? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to grow? Are you willing to personally develop yourself? Are you willing right now to put forth the effort? Simply try to work on yourself. Become better. And all you have to do that, be willing to demonstrate your ability every day to make a difference in your own life. And what I find is we're always trying to make a difference in someone else's life. We're always trying to put our rubber stamp and our imprint and our impressions on someone else's life. But can you today begin to do that for yourself and with yourself? Are you willing to begin to have quiet periods and quiet times where you just become quiet? Are you willing to sit alone and ask yourself the question? The tough questions that continue to plague you, questions that have you to have doubt, questions that have you to become certain you know you need a change, you know you need something different, you know you need something new. And you face yourself today with the question of, I am working on myself. Now, are you willing to work on yourself? Are you willing to do the work today? I will work on myself. I am working on myself. You can. Today, you can begin the process of personal empowerment. By simply working on yourself, identifying those things those issues, those concerns, those lifestyles, those living conditions that are not good for you. You just sit for yourself, determine for yourself, and begin to become. You will see that your life will become better. And it's every day, just one day at a time. Just taking those times out for yourself. And can you begin the process of empowerment by beginning your day with simple gratitude? Can you develop a practice of simple gratitude every day? For becoming humble, becoming thankful. Can you become thankful for your life, placing all other obligations and commitments to the side for just a moment? Become thankful for your life. Can you practice daily becoming by practicing gratitude for your health? Can you practice every day by becoming humble? We all know that in this country, where we live, and in this world, the material world, when you set aside the material values, place that one solid value on the fact that you have a life. This life is such a special gift, and it's important. Not only do you have a life, but how you live your life, what you do every day with your life, what you do every day in your actions, your activity, your behaviors. But if you take a step back even further, it is your thoughts and your thinking. It is your mind and your mindset. It is your emotions and your moods. Can you take a mental recess? Become humble and thankful. I am thankful for my life. I am thankful for my health. Will you join me in becoming thankful right now for the things that you do have? If you have sight, become thankful for your sight. Become thankful for your hearing. Become thankful for your lungs, your heart, and all the systems within your body that works for you every day. You will maintain your physical health. Those are the simple things. Right now, can you humble yourself and become thankful that you have another day? I am thankful for yet another day, of waking to another day, of experiencing another day. I fully realize now that I have a gift called life. And this gift is with me every day that I can experience life and experience it more abundantly. And just have you taken the time out to smell the flowers? Listen to the birds sing, to examine, lay the grass, what's around you. Are you taking the time to look at the clouds in the sky, to appreciate the different shades of gray? Have you taken the time to look at the stars or the moon? Or the trees as they blossom? Have you taken the time to watch the river flow? Have you taken the time to experience the sound of rain? Have you taken the time to experience the beauty of this earth. Can you take a few moments out of your life every day to appreciate the constant realities and the constant blessings that we continue to receive? The warmth of the sun, the light that it provides, quiet of night, and all of those many gifts, blessings that we continue to receive without asking for them. And can you, for just a moment, humble yourself, get out of the rat race, begin to experience life just for what it is, a series of moments, a series of blessings. And as we examine our reality for a moment, can you take the time to become appreciative for the air that you breathe, for every breath that you take, and every move that you make? Can you become appreciative for the ability to think, to speak? There are so many gifts that we have that we take for granted. Can you stop for just a moment to see what it is that you do have? We all are looking for the things that we don't have. Can you stop today and begin to inventory your life to think about the things that you do have, the many blessings that you do have? Just take a moment to do an inventory of the benefits and of the gifts and of the many blessings that you've received since the day that you were born. Food, clothing, shelter, and all that you've needed have been given to you. And every day that you wake up, it is yet another opportunity and another blessing. Become thankful right now for your life, for your health, for the many benefits and blessings and opportunities that you continue to receive as you wake up to another day, the abilities that you have to do, to become, the opportunities that you have to become. If you would just humble yourself for a moment, become thankful for the things that you do have, you will see that you've been given an awesome blessing and an awesome benefit every day of your life. Humble yourself and become thankful for the things that you're able to see, taste, feel, and experience. Life is such a beautiful thing when you can stop for just a few moments and do a personal inventory of your own reality. You will see from the very moment that you were born till right now, you are blessed. Continue to be thankful. Continue to become thankful. Continue to appreciate. Continue to love yourself. Need to become the best person that you can be today and every day. This has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation, personal empowerment just for you. Practice working on yourself, become the best person that you can be, and become thankful for your life. Become thankful for the things that you do have. Take a moment out each day and every day to see the things that you do have, to see and experience your blessings personally. Become the best person that you could be today and every day. Love yourself, appreciate and respect all the blessings and the gifts that you have. Have a great day. Peace. Sunshiny day.
bright.